You know, I grew up around nature, if you want to call it that. Actually, it was agriculture, a science by which nature is held in check, I suppose. I grew up on a ranch in California where we made grapes, and we didn't make wine. We sold grapes to people like Gallo, who made bad wine from them. This is a poem called Some Grass Along a Ditch Bank. Nature was not exactly grandiose, I recognized, driving a tractor. Some grass along a ditch bank. I don't know what happens to grass, but it doesn't die exactly. It turns white in winter, but stays there, a few yards from the ditch, then comes back in March, turning a green that has nothing to do with us. Mostly, it's just yellow or tan. It blends in, swayed by the wind maybe, but not by any emotion or partisan stripe. You can misread it at times. I've seen it almost appear to fight long and well for its right to be and be grass. And when I tried pulling it out, I thought I could almost sense it digging in. Not with reproach exactly, but with a kind of rare tact that I miss sometimes in others. And besides, if you really wanted it out, you'd have to disc it under, standing on a shuddering case tractor and staring into the distance like someone with a vision in the wrong place for visions. With time, you'd feel silly, and always it comes back. At the end of some winter, when the sky has neither sun nor snow nor anything personal, you'd be wary of some impulse that seemed merely cosmetic. It's all a matter of taste and how taste changes. Besides, in March, the fields are wet. The trucks and machinery won't start, and the blades of the disc won't turn, usually because of the rust. That's when you notice the grass coming back in some other spot and with a different look this time, as if it had an idea for a peninsula, maybe, or its shape reclining on a map you almost begin to remember. In March, my father spent hours just piecing together some puzzle that might start up a tractor or set the tines of a cultivator or spring tooth right and do it without paying money. Those rows of gray earth that look combed between each row of vines and run off to the horizon as you drive past, you could almost say, it was almost pretty, but this place isn't France. For years, they've made only raisins and a cheap sweet wine, and someone had to work late, as bored as you are, probably, but with the added headache of owning some piece of land that never gave up much without a mute argument. The lucky sold out to subdividers. But this is for one who stayed, and how, after a few years, he even felt sympathy for grass, then felt that turn into a resentment, which grew finally into a variety of puzzled envy, turning a little grass under with each acre and turning it under for miles, while his life spent on top of a tractor went by unnoticed, without feast days or celebrations, opening his mailbox at the roadside, which was incapable of looking any different, more picturesque, or less common. The rank but still blossoming weeds, stirring a little maybe as you drove past, but then growing still again.